Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's now 9 minutes past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, good morning. Monday morning is underway. I'm Austin Hill. You know it's lurking when you walk down the hallway into that specific locality of your home. Even before you reach for the switch and turn on the light, you know that when you enter the bathroom, there's probably a scale there. And if you were to stand upon the scale, the numbers that appear emanating before your eyes, the numbers that are illuminated on the electronic digital scale thingy, whatever you call it, the numbers might not tell the story that you want them to tell, right? Are you afraid of stepping up onto the bathroom scale? Let's just be honest about it. This is a safe place. We can share our feelings about this, right? Lisa Marone is a licensed physical therapist. She's a best-selling author. She's a professor. She writes and speaks prolifically on healthcare of a variety of sorts. Always quick to remind us to get healthy, for heaven's sake. She joins us on our newsline now to weigh in on the fear of the bathroom scale. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Great segue, Austin.
You like that setup? Had I put some more pre-planning into this, I probably would have played the theme song to the movie Jaws as a ramp up to this. We know the threat is lurking there. Listen, we can all laugh at this because probably most of us anyway have resisted stepping up onto the scale. You've probably talked about this with your patients. Where do you begin this discussion?
I do. You know, the very first thing as I'm evaluating my patients, I want to know about their global health. So I'm not just interested in their knee pain, if that's what they've come to me to be treated for. I want to know, well, what's your body weight? And of course I can look at the person and kind of have a feeling as to where they're at. But it's really important that we know that our body weight, if we're talking about physical structure, a knee patient, for instance, that our knees are meant to bear just so much weight. So when our body weight exceeds that and we're walking around with that much weight, we're going to end up breaking down our joints and our body. But we also, as we're carrying around too much weight, we're creating what I tell my patients, a disease factory right within their abdomen, because abdominal fat is really a poison and a toxin producer. And so we end up with a lot of toxicity in our bodies because we're carrying too much weight. And studies have shown that there are very specific cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer, endometrial cancer. These cancers are very closely tied to being overweight or obese. And so the only way that we can combat these things, whether they're physical problems, disabilities, or they're diseases, is we need to keep on top of what we weigh.
So the pain in the knee or the joint pain, or I've got an ache in my back or my shoulders or what have you, that may be what brings a patient in the door to see you or another healthcare practitioner. But what you're saying is, if I hear you correctly, Lisa Marone, we all need to probe just a little bit more deeply, get a little bit more honest with ourselves and recognize that the immediate pain may be a part of a much larger problem that has to do directly with our body weight.
Absolutely. You know, it's really important that we know where we are on what's called a BMI index scale, and that's a body mass index. And we need to know, are we in a normal range, are we overweight, or are we obese? I just saw a study the other day that said 1 in 5 children are now obese, which is just staggering. And so I'm just thinking about their bodies, how they're going to be able to handle that. And one of the things that we do is we often become in denial. We kind of say, well, I kind of know what I weigh. And I don't know how people know that. I don't know what I weigh. So from, you know, week to week, month to month, year to year, it's really impossible to know what you weigh. And to just wait for that one time a year annual assessment at your doctor's office, provided you are regularly doing that, you know, you could be upwards of 15 or 20 pounds, and that can sneak up on your body over time. So what I'm asking people to do, what I ask my patients to do, is First of all, just look at your scale as your friend and not your foe. It's basically a truth teller. You know, we don't avoid God's word because we're going to read something that is disagreeable to our souls. We go there because it's going to be cleansing and it's going to be instructional to us. And your scale is going to do that same thing in your physical life. It's going to say, hey, listen, this is what you weigh. And we don't like to know that because we might have to do something about that. But if we want to be vessels that God can use and we don't want to be hobbling around on a bum knee or, you know, in a cancer center dealing with breast cancer, we need to make sure that we do as best as we can on our end to keep our body weight under control.
That's excellent. Listen, quick break. We'll continue with Lisa Marone in just a moment as we talk about getting honest with ourselves and actually stepping up on that scale and monitoring our body weight more carefully. And what do we do if things don't come out just the way we want to when we step on the scale? The number isn't exactly what we think it should be. How do we know what it should be, and what do we do to get there? We'll talk more in just moments. 16 past the hour, it's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the morning.
18 minutes past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, I'm Austin Hill. Breakpoint on the way in just moments. Lisa Marone, who is quick to remind us to get healthy for heaven's sake. She's on our news line as we talk about maintaining a proper body weight. What do you do if you're afraid of the bathroom scale? Lisa Marone, I was struck by your words a few moments ago where you said you're intrigued by people who say, well, I kind of know generally what my body weight is. And you said, I don't know what my body weight is until I step up on the scale and actually measure it. Where do we begin understanding what is an appropriate weight for our particular bodies and what to do then if we don't measure up to that?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. What I did was I put together a body mass index calculator on my website. So if you go to lisamarone.com and you click on the tab free resources, you'll find under that list of free resources a BMI calculator. All you need to do is know your height in feet and inches, and you do need to get on the scale and you need to plug in your body weight for today. And hit the calculate button and it will tell you what your BMI is, and it will show you if you're in a normal range, if you're in an overweight range, and if you're in an obese range. Now, what's so important about that is that you can take that calculator and you can fluctuate it. You can say, well, what if I wasn't 164 pounds? What if I was able to get myself to 155 pounds? Would that bring me into a normal range? And so you can go back into that calculator with your height in feet and inches and plug in 155 pounds and see where does that move you. And so that gives you the ability to know, well, how many pounds do I need to lose in order to get myself back into a normal, healthy body range and avoid all of the disease processes that are associated with being overweight or obese.
Now, what do you tell the person who is experiencing physical symptoms, and maybe it's joint pain, back or neck pain, those kinds of things? They're in pain right now. They've got some immediate needs, but they also, at the same time, need to get work on the long-term goal of losing some weight.
Yeah, the first thing I tell my patients, especially those who are suffering with knee pain and they're overweight, is I say, listen, you might need to lose 50 pounds, but let's just look at your body weight and let's put our goal at 10% of what you need to lose. Just taking 10% of your body weight off of your pounds, off of your knees, if you're 150 pounds, if you lose 15 pounds, you can take pressure off of your knees that are going to significantly reduce the pain that you're feeling. And so we set the goal smaller to begin with. The other thing I say is, you know, calories are calories, so we don't want to take in more calories than we're going to use. And so the way that you're going to reduce your weight is you're going to take in fewer calories and you're going to burn off more calories. It's a very simple addition and subtraction there. But you won't know if you're being successful until you get back on the scale. So if I want to reduce the amount that I eat and increase a day of exercise, well, I don't know if I'm having the effect that I want unless I get on that scale. And so that scale is really going to be like a thermometer for our bodies in terms of, are we achieving what we need to achieve?
Lisa Marone, she is on our newsline here on the Faith Radio Network. She is fond of saying it's time to get healthy for heaven's sake. How does the urgency of losing weight vary according to one's age, Lisa?
You know, it's always important to be keeping in a healthy body weight. So whether you're in your 20s or in your 30s or in your 60s, at any time in life, it's important to reduce your body weight. People feel that, well, when you're young, your body has a lot of potential to adapt to things. But we're seeing much more higher incidence of strokes happening with people in their 30s because they've been carrying overweight and obesity right from their childhood. This is something that's new to our generation. Our parents' generation wasn't as heavy as early in life. So it's really important to get your children, to get yourself in line. And the older you get, the more important it is. You know, we have a slower metabolism, so we have to reduce the amount of food that we eat, eat power foods that have really healthy calories, and we have to reduce or increase the amount of activity that we have because our bones and joints are getting weaker and they can't support that load, that heavy load that maybe they could when we were younger.
Right. Lisa, I want to ask a question, a very important one, I believe, and I want to do so delicately, but few are as qualified to answer it as you are, and that is the problem of being overweight and as it pertains to women. Now, I would say for a long time in our culture, probably dating back to our parents' generation and even beyond that, being overweight was more tolerable for a man than it was for a woman. I think that's probably still the case today. A guy can carry around a little too much around the middle, but a woman just simply can't, or she's judged, she's frowned upon, she's led to believe that she's somehow less than. But a backlash against that cultural double standard, it seems to me, has led to kind of a movement, if you will. There's websites out there that advocate for what is known as fat acceptance for women. In fact, I think there's an association of fat acceptance in our country or some such thing. I don't want women to be judged unduly or harshly simply because of their physical appearance. But I do get the idea that at times this notion of fat acceptance in our society has really kind of given license to some really unhealthy stuff. Can you comment on that, not only as a healthcare practitioner, but as a woman?
Yeah. You know, it's really important that we don't accept fat, but we accept ourselves and we accept our body type. And that's what I love about the BMI scale, is there's a range of weight. I happen to be a petite structure, so my range of weight is going to be different than someone who's in my height who has a larger bone mass, whose weight is distributed differently on their body. And so it's really important that we accept who we are and whose we are, and that God has created each one of us as individual as our fingerprints. So why we believe that we should look like a 6-foot model who's been airbrushed in the magazine is beyond my understanding.
Right.
But it's really important that we don't accept fat, because fat is something that when we are in that BMI calculated area of being overweight, that's just unhealthy. So we want to not embrace unhealthiness for the sake of pushing back against a societal image. So it is really important that we're able to tease out those two elements and accept myself the way my body is as long as I'm in a healthy weight category. And so that's important to look at those two things differently.
Excellent wisdom from Lisa Marone. You can find her on our network website at myfaithradio.com and find her latest writing on this issue of making the bathroom scale your friend, so to speak. Not being afraid of it, but regarding it as a device that tells the truth. And as we embrace the truth and respond accordingly, we are set free. Lisa, thanks so much for addressing such a delicate issue for a lot of people and doing so with such wisdom. Love what you do. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. 26 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Breakpoint on the way in moments. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.